This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Surprise. It's raining again. We got like 12-ish hours away from it, and it's back. Soon to be gone. Plenty of sun in the future, but welcome to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan here on a Thursday morning. Ben Maller on the show a little bit later today. Rob Riggle as well in studio. You know, pow! That guy. You know? Catalina Wine Mixer. Something about that mouth. I just want to hit you right in it. Something about your face. So we'll get to talk to him a little bit more about what he's got going on this weekend. Obviously, Big Slick is this weekend. All those cats in town doing their thing as they continue to keep doing that for a wonderful cause. How are you guys doing? So you guys sleep okay last night?
I slept well.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Wonderful.
This is the first thing I've heard come out of your mouth today.
I had a great day yesterday.
Why are you so quiet?
I'm just in a good mood.
Okay.
He's elated.
I was going to say, like...
Other than biting my lip the other day, and it's like really sore, it hurts like a son of a...
It's the worst.
It's like purple.
I don't know what to do about it.
And then you
get
salt in it, and it's like
terrible. Well, that's the thing. You can't really ketchup. Eat much.
And, a lot of smoothies
and
this
whatnot.
Week.
And yeah, that's what my wife said. You're going to have to feed you through a straw this week. And it's like, yeah, we'll see what happens. But no, I'm in a good mood. I can't complain today.
It's not Tuesday.
No, it was Wednesday, though.
Felt like a Tuesday?
Yeah, felt like a Tuesday. Kind of was a Tuesday last night a little bit. You know, it's a day later or earlier or how it is, you know.
You had money on Noah Cameron last night?
I did not. Okay. No, I went to Jasper's, had a great sandwich for dinner yesterday. Nice. Watched my daughter work. I went with family, my father-in-law's birthday. So we went and celebrated and to Marco Polo's, had some sandwiches and pizza and whatnot. And
what was the Sammy choice?
It was an Italian hero, actually. Roast beef, ham, you know, salami. Lettuce, oil, and smash. Fantastic.
Side of Lay's potato chips?
No side. With this thing, are you kidding me? I couldn't eat a side of anything with this thing right now. But it hurts like a son of a gun, man. I just don't know what
you
to
just
do.
Just did it? Like
I
last
did it
night?
Actually. I did it Saturday driving to the Bananas game, and I saw stars. And you know, I don't know if
you did it when we were on the way.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if you've ever done that where you've bit your lip like that and you're like, oh, shoot,
I bite
man.
My cheek a lot.
Oh, no. And then you just. Keep going back to it because it's hanging out there and it won't go away and it's a pain in the neck and whatnot. So yeah, other than that, I am great today. One of the better mornings I've had in a long time. Can't imagine why.
Jack Caglione?
No, I don't think it had anything to do with that.
He went 3 for 4 last night.
I know, big night for him. Actually, Noah Cameron has to be the story with the baseball team, right? I mean, I can't think of anything else with the baseball team. But Noah Cameron, man, good Lord, it's no longer a myth. It's no longer new. It's no longer like this guy's legit.
No, for sure.
He's getting out big leaguers. He's getting out good players. He's done it, 3 or 4 straight games now? Hell, man, that guy's good.
He's everybody's fan favorite. The hell with Bobby Witt. The hell with Cole Reagans.
Yeah, I mean, Noah Cameron.
Noah Cameron's everybody's favorite in town.
I'll tell you what.
I mentioned he's a very good piece to have.
Great piece.
You either keep him, you either trade him, But everybody seems to think they want to sign him to a 10-year deal for however much money he wants, four starts.
Is that what we're doing? 10 years people are wanting right now?
I don't know.
Wow.
All I have to say is I tweeted last night and I said, Noah Cameron, a good piece to have for a big bat you made me. Maybe. Please don't hate me. I mean, comments. No. Four starts, electric four starts, strike while the iron's hot. There are three things that Noah Cameron has proven to me. One, he's got something. There's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
Two, the fan base loves him because of a couple of reasons. He's striking while the iron's hot. He has yet to let you down.
Ain't that
on the verge of getting swept, he went in there last night and dominated.
Dominated last night. I mean, my God,
efficient.
Dominated a game.
Didn't strike a lot of people out. Last start he had, struck a ton of people out. This start, it was 11 pitches per inning. Reds didn't really have a chance.
The one inning where he gave up a run or two, he had like 20 pitches, and that was the first inning, and that was like the sixth inning that he was in 20 pitch land. I mean, it was
right.
Masterful last night.
There's the hometown connection. He's St. Joe's finest, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's the local feel. And then there's the stat last night that we got that he's the first pitcher since 1883 or whatever it is to go in your first start, 6 1/3, and whatever runs allowed. And he's got a 107 ERA.
It's great. It's fantastic. It gives you so many options right now. Number one, you don't have to rush dudes back early, right? You don't
right.
have to rush Lugo back. You don't have to rush Cole Reagans back. You let them take their time to get where they are. But your trade commentary, whether it's him or whether it's somebody else, you've got options now. And you've got really good options. And you don't have, you know, mythical minor league options. You have major league options where you can now look at one of your pitchers and say, all right, who's getting traded? Because we need a bat. And you have a legitimate big league pitcher now that you can trade, whether it's Noah Cameron, whether it's Chris Bubich, whether it's Seth Lugo, whether it's Michael Walker, whoever it is in your rotation, whoever you deem the odd man out, or whoever you believe that you're going to get the most back for, that's the guy that now becomes available. I would take Cole Reagans out of that, you know, proposal because they just signed him to a long-term deal. So I wouldn't think he's a guy that would be available. But Noah Cameron has just given you so many options. He's presented so many options for this organization right now. And that's what you want as a player. You want to go out there and give your team the ability to do a lot of different things with you, play multiple positions, or give your team the opportunity to have multiple options. This is an ace in the hole almost, I think, for J.J. Piccolo in the front office when it comes to what they want to do now moving forward. Because as we, you know, we've talked about now, we're officially in June when it comes to the baseball side of things. We're past Memorial Day. Things are going to open up a little bit. Teams are going to be desperate for pitching. The Royals are obviously desperate for a bat. I don't think that's a, you know, a hyperbolic term to use, desperation for a bat, because they do need one bad in that lineup. But now you've got options. You could call a team and they can say, well, we like Cameron. Or another team would say, well, we like Lugo. Or another team may say, we like Bubich. Like, you've got options now that you did not have about, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, because nobody really knew what Noah Cameron was about. Maybe you thought he was going to be good, but not like this. This guy's put on a hell of a first impression, second impression, third impression, and fourth impression. He's got a big league resume out there right now, and the Royals have got to sit back and go, damn, we're in a good spot right now. We got options. We got opportunity now to really make our ball club better.
I think the other thing that solidifies what Noah Cameron has shown is credibility to the pitching development staff. Because for years in Kansas City, as a kid that grew up here and constantly watched just terrible pitching come through, and everybody every year before it was the hitting coach, he used to always be fire the pitching coach. And what we're going to give a lot of flack, or I guess a lot of, you know, bad talk towards Zumwalt, why don't we ever credit the pitching staff when it comes to the development of what we've seen? And I'll give you plenty of examples. Cole Reagans coming off of two Tommy John surgeries is a perennial Cy Young candidate in ace of your staff.
Mm-hmm.
Seth Lugo was a, I don't know, mid reliever, bullpen guy, came here, had the best start of his career last year, didn't really miss too much of a beat this year.
And that really is a credit to the Royals for giving him the opportunity to be that starter where a lot of other teams wouldn't give him that opportunity. And so it's not just about them going out there and developing 85 pitches and doing all that kind of stuff. It's them looking at him and going, we think you can be a starter, and 29 other teams going, yeah, you're a middling reliever. And the Royals like, nah, the hell with it. Come in here and start.
And then you look at Chris Bubich, who has Tommy John surgery,
They kind of prep him in the bullpen last year, keep his innings down, and then this year he hasn't skipped any sort of beat, and he's been your Cy Young of your staff. Don't worry. We'll keep going. Lorenzen.
Yeah.
And now Cameron. And you look at what this bullpen has done. And I know a lot of people were questioning last night why Lucas Ersig didn't come back in or didn't come in. He was ill. He had an illness that he was dealing with. That's why.
Well, it's going through the clubhouse. I think everybody's had something down there this week, right?
Yeah. And I think it's a credit to the pitching staff. So if you trust what you have in house and you believe in what you have, then you shouldn't be in fear of losing one of these guys. This is how this works. This is how you continue to be well stacked in baseball. I understand that local kid, local ties, been great. You don't want to hear Noah Cameron as a trade piece? Absolutely not. The guy could be a future part of the Royals. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine. But if it's not him, then it's going to be somebody. And I think
hang on a second. Let me change one word that you use there. Has to be somebody. Yeah.
And I get it. I'm with you all. I don't think I need to hide my emotions. I'm ready for Jack Caglione to come up. But as we've heard Vern say, as we've heard other people say, that's not the only bat you need in this lineup.
Right.
And you need some other big league bat. Vern joined you and I on Tuesday, and that's what he said. He goes, yeah, Cags will be up here, but I don't think that's the only bat that can come up. And maybe Rave last night, the double woke him up a little bit. Now he's got those butterflies out. That first base hit is out of the way.
It's got to be a big relief, too. But also slash relief at the same time.
And your wife's two rows behind you just cheering you on. Got to feel great last night.
Yep.
And I think that if you can trust in this pitching development of this staff that has proven it now, because even Michael Wacha's on that list.
Yeah.
You know, he was in San Diego. I don't know if they have anything left, but, you know, you can go to the Royals. That's what it always is. And you guys know this in Kansas City. It's always, you went to the Royals, they'll take anybody. But they're taking these guys and developing them, and they've created that. Singer had his best year of his career last year since they've revamped that pitching staff.
He hasn't been that good in Cincinnati this year. Is he already floating around a 5?
It's below that. I mean, he did well against the Royals and dropped it to about a 4.7, which is fine. But again, 6-2 last year, decent year as a starter, best year I think we've ever seen him have a starter.
He was great last year.
And he was a trade piece.
And that's why you trade him. Yeah.
And then you've developed and you've gotten Chris Bubich out of this. You've gotten Lorenzen to kind of show his way. So I think that if you're afraid of losing a guy that you have a connection to that's on this roster that maybe you think could be here forever, who's to say they don't have other guys that they can put into this, you know, sort of building system that this pitching development has shown, because it has given you plenty of examples, plenty of A-plus examples, and I think you just have to trust the system. Am I saying to go out there and trade Noah Cameron? No, I'm not. I'm saying he's a very, 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 very valuable piece to what everybody's bitching about in the city that you don't have, which is bad.
Downtown stadium? But you're right about that. And here's the other thing, too. I'm over the we can't trade guys conversation. The Chiefs traded Tyreek Hill, and that's all you need to know. When you start to think...
And that's a homegrown guy.
Well, yeah, exactly. When you start to think we can't trade players, the Chiefs traded the greatest wide receiver in franchise history and went on to win 2 Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. What we're looking at, and gone to 3 Super Bowls. They've been to the Super Bowl every year since they traded Tyreek Hill. So don't come to my kitchen and tell me we can't trade so-and-so, because we can. We can trade everybody on this roster. Everybody is an expendable part, and everybody will tell you that. The right offer is there. They will make the moves, right? And so that's what you have to do. You have to always get better. And what you're starting to see now, I believe anyway, with the Royals, it's very much like what we saw with the Kansas City Chiefs and what we're seeing with the Chiefs. I assume, real quick, there's crossover in the fandoms, right? People are Chiefs and Royals fans, right? But some people aren't. Some people are just baseball fans. Yeah. Some people are just football fans. But I would say there's a good amount of people that are crossover fans. You see what's gone on at Arrowhead Stadium for the last 10 years. I don't care what sport or business that you're in. You ought to model yourself after what the Kansas City Chiefs are doing. Unbeknownst to Travis Kelce, they're now the world's team. I know he doesn't want to be America's team. He wants to be Kansas City's team, but we're the world's team now. They do things the right way. And what they do is they get rid of players. When everybody's saying you can't, they do. And there hasn't been one player that they've gotten rid of that we've go, oh my God, we'd be so much better if that guy was back on this team. They've gotten to 3 Super Bowls since they got rid of Tyreek Hill. They've won 2 of them. They're a well-oiled machine. When somebody gets to that point where they believe they've maxed out their value, they get rid of that person. And that's what the Royals can do, because now you've got the development behind you. You've got the body of work behind you to show to your owner and to your fan base that we're developing guys. Look at every pitcher that we brought up so far this year has been outstanding for us, whether it be Cole Reagans, whether it be Chris Bubich, whether it be Noah Cameron. every time we've brought somebody up to fill a spot in the rotation, they've done unbelievable things, and they're better than the last guy that came up. And so that tells me the Royals have developed this kind of system now where you can trade. You don't have to hold on to one guy. This isn't back in the day where we had one player and it was Jermaine Dye and we had to maximize everything out of him. We couldn't get rid of Jermaine Dye. The Royals have now developed kind of that pipeline because of how great that pitching department has been. You bring a guy up, the expectation is now that guy's going to be good. That's the expectation we should have, which in turn makes more and more people available to go out and acquire a better bat. You're going to get a better return on an investment and a better bat into Kansas City if you give up Chris Bubich than if you give up some guy from the minor leagues that nobody knows about. And that's why I think this Noah Cameron thing for the big picture is great, because now all of a sudden you can sit back and go, all right, we got options, man. We got options.
You want to tease the next segment?
Nah, you can go ahead and do that. I'm not a, you know, I'm not going
to. What?
I don't know. That's your job, man. I'm
Some
not gonna
news
do that.
Came out about the stadiums, and somebody next to me is ready to go the F off.
Not
we are
really
96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Whoever that bozo was doing the armpit fart thing, come on, man.
Catch Royals insider Josh Fournier every Monday at 8:20 right here on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Welcome back into Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Appreciate you all listening. Technical difficulties are happening. We have engineering working on it. For those of you that are wondering, yes, we are aware. We will get it up and running for you as soon as we get word from our engineering department to fix that. So please be patient with us.
You can watch on YouTube, though, right?
That is right.
Yep, you can watch it on the YouTube.
You can go to your app. Somebody on the text line, no way to hear the show. That's not true.
No. The radio actually works too, right?
That's right. Yeah, the radio works. The app works. YouTube, yeah, Twitch, works. Facebook, Twitter. You can click on that. This is your time now to subscribe.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So when this sort of thing does happen, you can just go to your YouTube page and it'll be right there at the top. It'll stream for you. If you like and subscribe it, it'll be on your right side on Twitter. Click on it. You can actually watch and listen. So there are ways to hear the show, 913.
I love that. There's no ways to listen. Actually, Dusty just gave you 10.
Yeah. So there are ways, and we are working on it. So bear with us. It is out of our control, but something that is not out of our control is reporting on what we have been told. And Mr. Fesco, the floor is yours.
Well, I got nothing to really say. You saw the news. I really don't. I'm not going to sit here and talk about how, you know, I told you guys back in October this was going to happen. But, I mean, it is what it is. And yesterday the news came out, which we kind of told you was coming, that the Royals bought the spring campus. And that's that. I mean, I don't really have much to add to that. I'm not going to sit around here and tell everybody I told you so. I'll let others do that on Twitter if they want. I'll let Binkley do that, who thinks I need to keep a list of receipts. But back on February 27th, 2024, I told everybody that if that vote failed in KC Mo, there would be other municipalities interested in having the Royals and the Chiefs be located in their, you know, in their jurisdiction. And we saw yesterday the Royals purchase Sprint Campus, like we told you was going to happen months ago on this show. I mean, like, nothing. That's why I'm like, how am I supposed to react? What am I supposed to say? This isn't news for us, right? For this show, for everything that we do, for all of our loyal listeners, they all saw that news yesterday and go, yeah, they've been saying that for months now. So that's why I'm like, what am I supposed to say about this, right? What are we supposed to discuss when it comes to something, guys, that we've been discussing for months and months and months right now? I mean, it's not for us, for our purposes. This wasn't breaking news yesterday. For everybody else who's trying to tell me I was wrong about everything, I don't know if it was breaking news for them yesterday or however they decided to view it yesterday, but I mean, we told you if that vote didn't pass, there would be other options, and people kind of didn't believe that was going to be the case, and now we're seeing those other options happen, and I think sooner rather than later, we're going to have an official decision on what the Royals and Chiefs are going to do, because we're about a month away from when those bonds expire in Kansas.
And Monday, there's a special session being brought together from the Missouri side of things to discuss the future of both these stadiums. Mm-hmm. From the 816, the Royals weren't the ones who bought it.
Okay.
Well, you told me to read this.
I know. But that's the mindset we're in right now. That's right.
Denial?
There. Yes.
So what I saw from this and what I'll take from this, since I mean, I guess you don't have anything else to say, is that my take in this is that they haven't announced that they're moving there, right? Mm-hmm. There's still a special session that's going to happen. But this is something that has come out yesterday. We saw the post on X from Sam Ehlinger. Mm-hmm. And the words that were said, a lot of people looked at it and thought it was a word salad. Essentially what it says is that there is somebody that is part of the Royals organization that has taken over the mortgage for the area that is 119th and Null,
right.
Correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
This is something that, like you had mentioned, you had said in the future that this was a possibility. This mm-hmm. could happen. This could be a location of interest. Again, they have not announced that they are going there, but they have announced that they have got the land.
Right. The Royals own the land. The Royals bought the spring campus yesterday. That text of the guy saying all that nonsense, the Royals purchased the land yesterday. That person did not purchase the land to have office buildings on it, because that's not making money these days, right? Nobody's in the office. Nobody's building buildings. That's not an investment to keep Sprint Campus the way it is. That is an investment by the Royals to build their stadium and to build their village at 119th and Null.
Again, from the 816, they didn't buy the Sprint campus. They bought the mortgage. There is a difference.
They own it.
So,
oh my God.
The other thing that I take from this is my whole life that I've followed, you know, big time people of, you know, organizations or franchises, or hell, I'll tell you this, even people that I have had, you know, in my life whose parents have done this, when you buy land or you buy something out, your main goal is to either move into that area or to eventually build something there.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a stadium or whatever the hell it is, there is intention for something that is being bought. Again, I've had relationships where the girl's parents have bought land, already had a home, but they bought the land and they eventually moved to that spot.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's where they're going to go, but I know that was the news yesterday and that was what was reported. Randomly, less than a week before Missouri meets for one last special session. And the other thing to me is, I heard Carrington, because that news broke right before his show was going off the air. He said, you know, this is getting really, really late into the fourth quarter. I think we're beyond the fourth quarter, and Missouri's got to draw up Jet Chip Wasp, and they've got to tell the other team they're kicking the onside kick.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think you're right about that. And look, nothing is done until the I's are dotted and T's are crossed, but I feel as confident as I've ever have. And I've felt really confident for months that this thing was going to end up, you know, in the state of Kansas. And by this thing, I mean the Royal Stadium. I mean, there's going to be a day where I can share everything. There really will be. I mean, I tweeted yesterday, the book's going to be fun to write about this one, because some of the phone calls that I was even taking yesterday about this thing are really just unbelievable. And I'd love to share them at some point in time, but I'm not going to, because that's not the way I operate and that's not the way that I do my business. And so for all the people who say, it's wrong, it's not happening, this is not where it's going and all that kind of stuff, millionaires don't make really usually bad investments when it comes to money, right? You're not buying 119th and Null for whatever it was, $200 million for argument's sake, to keep office buildings there. They've had office buildings there since the year 2000, and that has been a colossal failure, outdated plot of land since the day Sprint opened the doors of that campus. It's been outdated, and nothing has gone on at that location. People have tried to kind of revitalize that. It's not working. We're not in a situation anymore where people are going into the office. It's just not part of the culture. And that Sprint campus never had really people going into the office. By the time that thing opened, they merged with Nextel, then they merged with T-Mobile, and it was over. It was done. They had vacated those premises. So that thing has been available for office space for essentially 20 years, for argument's sake, and nothing has gone on there from an office standpoint. Investors who buy these properties do not buy these properties to lose their ass. They do not buy these properties for fun. They buy these properties because they're going to do something with them. The people who have bought this property, yes, are part of the Royals ownership group, as people have pointed out with the Business Journal article. And again, it's a Business Journal article. This is the Royals saying this stuff. Bob Fesko has said his piece on this. You all know where I stand on this one and what I've been saying about this one. Now it's all coming to light, and people are still wanting to go out there and debate that this isn't going to happen. So millionaires, billionaires, whoever heirs, they don't buy land just to have fun with it. They buy land because they're going to do something with it. They're not buying this to keep office buildings there that are empty. They're not buying it to basically keep an eyesore at 119th and all. They're buying it via the Royals, obviously, to build a baseball stadium there. That is the goal now of the people who have purchased this stadium, because they're part of the Royals ownership group, is to go out there and put the stadium there at 119th and Dahl. I do believe we're going to have a resolution sooner rather than later. Hopefully by mid-June, this is all taken care of and we can all move forward and deal with this. But some of the folks that I talked to yesterday, we've talked about 55% of the season ticket holders being in Johnson County, Kansas for the Royals. It's actually 55% of the season ticket holders within a five-mile radius of the Sprint campus. And so Wow. They're moving to where their season ticket base is. They're moving to where their fans are. They're moving to where the majority of their fans are, and they're making the stadium what they want to do, I should say. I'm not going to speak in absolutes because people will say I said when I didn't. They want to make that stadium as convenient and as possible for the fans that are their season ticket holders. And when 55% of your season ticket holders are within a five-mile radius of one area, that sure does seem to make a lot of sense to put the stadium where it is, put the stadium where the people are. I guarantee you their season ticket base will go up because people now won't have that far a place to go. There wasn't a season ticket base, isn't a season ticket base where the stadiums are right now. It's in the middle of nowhere. And so now you're moving to where 55% of your season ticket base is within a five-mile radius of what, you know, the potential of a new stadium is. That's great for the organization. It is a business decision. But again, we said this back on February 27th of 2024. Vote yes, and the Royals will stay in the state of Missouri. They'll stay in Jackson County. They'll stay in that downtown area. Everybody was excited about that for the most part, I thought. And it didn't pass. And I said, if it doesn't pass, there will be other municipalities that come in and have a say in this. And Overland Park, Leawood, whatever that area is out there, Johnson County, however you want to phrase it, been working quietly behind the scenes. You know, you haven't heard a word from Kansas during all of this, right? The only people who have been talking are Mayor L and a couple of people on the Missouri side. You haven't heard a bleep from the state of Kansas on any of this until the guy with the stairs last week went on Carrington's show. Other than that, Kansas has kept their mouth shut. Why? You tell me why.
Again, this was the announcement yesterday via Sam Mellinger on X. The Kansas City Royals continue to explore our options throughout our community to develop a new stadium for the team. We have not yet decided on a site, and any assertion of the contrary is inaccurate. As part of our ongoing efforts, we have negotiated with our made investments in multiple potential sites, both in Missouri and in Kansas. One of these investments was the acquisition by an affiliate of the Royals of the mortgage on the Aspire campus through the arm's length bidding process, as you just mentioned. As evidenced by stadium development plans across the country, these are complex, time-consuming processes that involve a variety of considerations. We are evaluating multiple options at the same time. In fact, in the weeks since we have purchased the mortgage, we have continued to work through a strategic, diligent, and focused process in both states to ensure we can reach the best decision. We remain committed to finding a generational home for the Kansas City Royals that our fans, our team, our partners and associates and our regional community can enjoy for the for the decades to come. Signed, Kansas City Royals Baseball Club.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people will look at that and think, okay, word salad. But the most important part is that they have announced that they have, there was an acquisition.
If the Royals were involved with this, they wouldn't have released a statement yesterday, too. That's the other thing in all of this. If the Royals weren't involved in this, they're not going to release a statement. The Royals have like 25 or 26 people that are part of the ownership group. Some number like that, right? They all have their own individual businesses. We're not releasing statements when John Sherman's company, that's not Royals related, you know, makes an investment and buys some land for whatever business he has, or whoever like Eric Stone Street, the Royals are not releasing a statement every time he's got a new commercial out where he's eating at a buffet on a boat, right? Like yeah. we're not doing that. Or his new TV show is coming out. Whoever else is involved in Royals ownership, when they do stuff, the team does not release a statement. The team is releasing a statement on this because yes, they are part of this.
From the 816, common theme here. They bought the note, no ownership yet, from the 816. From the other 816, I understand everything you guys are saying, but all I can think about right now is how much of a Richard Frank White is. I bumped him in one time, blah, blah, blah. Don't care about the story. We got the main part of what you're saying. Somebody says from the 785, imagine losing the Royals and Chiefs over a 3/10 sales tax.
But you're not losing them. That's the other thing. Nobody's losing anybody. Losing means Nashville. Losing means Las Vegas. Losing means your team is deserting your city. You're not losing anything here. They're moving across the street potentially. That's it.
From the 816, will not be supporting the Kansas Royals.
Okay, great. Give us your name. We'll put you on a list.
From the 913, Royals and Joko, grab a latte and go to the ballpark. Ugh.
And here's the other thing. Nobody cares if you show up because they've got enough season ticket holders. Like for these people that say they're not going to go, the team's like, all right.
Yeah.
Because you will go. Because you want to see what's going to happen. You want to be part of it. And they're winning. They're fun to watch. It's a good team.
From the 816, I wonder if Frank White will run for election or if he'll even try. And then from the 913, will they keep the Jumbotron?
Yeah, no, that's actually, the answer is that no. I've been told. Now, again, this was a year ago or so when they were talking about Northland, downtown, wherever else they were going to build this thing. The Crown Vision was not part of the plan, from what I understood. Now, I also understand there's been a lot of people behind the scenes going, you got to have the crown, John! You gotta have the crown. And so like, that's a big bone of contention. I think when you start talking about what this stadium can be and what this stadium could have, I think people want the crown and people want the fountains. Other than that, I don't think they care, right? Those are like the two main things that you need to have. You need to have the crown. You need to have the fountains. You can't build a new stadium without either one of those, right? I think anyway.
I mean, there are certain things that I think you have to keep, right, for those everything to pay homage to, like, what it was.
Yeah. The crown and the fountains.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are the two.
And then I would go back to old school GA, but that's just me. I know teams don't like to do that anymore.
You put AstroTurf out there, too?
Oh, God, that would be great. Yeah.
Players would hate you, man.
Oh, hell yeah, they would.
August, like 180 on that field.
Oh, God.
Shoes melting.
Awful. Like, just so hot and just gross, the AstroTurf. But no, I mean, go back to old GA or something fun like that. Give the fans a little bit of something. But look, it's whatever they do, wherever they decide to build this thing, however it all ends up playing out for both the Royals and Chiefs, whether they build new in Missouri, whatever the hell they're going to do, we've got the best architectural firms for sports in the history of the world that reside here in Kansas City. Look at Sprint Center and how beautiful that is after 20 years now, too. They're going to do an amazing job. It's going to be something special, something fun, and places, and I do say places because the Royals and the Chiefs, they're going to be places where you want to go and you're proud of as a Kansas Cityan.
From the 913, will they have Birkenstocks night? First 5,000 fans get a pair of Lululemon leggings.
I do like, hey, that's a good night to go to the ballpark. I'll tell you that. Yeah. Birkenstock night, Kim Crawford night. Yes. All those nights.
Hell yeah. I'll be at Kim Crawford night. Hell yeah. Sure. Better believe it. Somebody on there says, whoever says they won't support this team is full of BS.
Yeah, I know. It's you're liars. It's so stupid. I'm never going to go. Fine. Nobody cares.
Yeah. So that was the news yesterday. That would explain why Bob slept well last night.
I think it was the rain, too.
Oh, okay.
You know?
The rain was great.
The rain was nice last night. Yeah.
That little crack of the window.
Oh, God.
It's oscillating been great.
Fan. Yeah,
here,
the just, fan, the crack of the window. Mm. The weather's been perfect for sleeping lately. Open both windows, get a little cross breeze going on at the same time. Mm. Boy, it was good to sleep last
Tough
night.
Tough to wake up in the morning.
It is.
Not going to lie. I'll be 100% honest. I'm like, I want to hit snooze so bad, but I can't do it. Because if I do, it's
done.
I'm going down a rabbit hole that I won't get out of.
Don't ever hit the snooze. I don't care what time you wake up. Never hit the snooze button. There is no worse sleep than that extra 7 minutes you get after hitting the snooze button. Like sometimes you wake up early before your alarm goes off and you feel good, right?
Refreshed.
And then you're like, oh, I got 20 more minutes. You go back to sleep and then you feel like total
you screw
ass.
Yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. You feel terrible when that happens. Never hit that snooze button. When your body says get up, you got to get up.
Last one from the 816. Will not support Kansas Chiefs or Kansas Royals. Missouri is terrible with sports teams and negotiations, and we can't even roll out a sports betting in less than a year.
So if Missouri is so terrible with sports teams, why wouldn't he support the Kansas Chiefs?
Great follow-up.
And with that, we will get to the other side at the 645. Don't forget, Ben Maller will be on the show at 715. Rob Riggle will be in studio around 730. And we will continue to give you all the coverage of the stadium and the Royals and the Chiefs because this is 96.5 The Fan, and it is your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Hey, what yo up, man?
On your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5.
Thursday here on Fesco and Dusty. Mac Morey with you as well. Hope you're all having a wonderful day. Somebody does to make a very good point on the alarm clock. They said there's an hour early. So if they hit the snooze.
Oh, my God, an hour.
Holy. So if you hit the snooze, you know, you can go in and out and then get up, you know, whenever you're ready, I guess. I do enjoy that strategy. I used to do it. I don't anymore.
An hour early. God.
That would not work for me.
I used to be with somebody who would set like 9 alarms.
Yeah, that's what Hannah does.
Infuriating. Why so many?
Oh, it's terrible.
It was my least favorite thing.
Oh, it's terrible. Because
what do you care? You're up before her anyway.
I was going to say, yeah. I don't have to experience it anymore.
Yeah, he's lucky now. Yeah. But before it would be, and she was a teacher, so she had to be up at 5 or at no later than 5:50. That was the last time like possible she could be up. So it was 5:15, 5:21, 5:27, 5:30,
yes.
5:38. I'm like,
are those the real times?
Because it was like that. It was weirdly spaced out.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's bizarre. Just get up. When the alarm goes off, get up. It's the best thing that you can do.
I was up after 1. I was like, I'll go make coffee. I'll feed the dog.
Like most of the mornings now, I get up before the alarm goes off. And I try to do that as best. Today didn't work. But most times I do, so I don't wake my wife up. I want to shut that alarm off and get up and get moving and, you know, kind of figure out who died overnight usually is my first thing. Right? Anybody die? And well, you never know what happens overnight, you know. So you got to check the phone. Who seen? Okay, nobody died. We're fine.
What the hell was that?
And so I just try to get up and get moving before the alarm goes off. And that's a sign of old age. It's also a sign of, you know, like you're just kind of used to something after a while. So, yeah, don't use that snooze alarm, man. That thing is the devil.
From the 913, can Bob tell me the winning lottery numbers too?
7, 14, 19, 21, 28.
Increments of 7.
And 69.
Smash.
I would go play Keno right now with all of those numbers.
So you two are kind of prisoner of the moment when it comes to the Savannah Bananas, right?
Yes.
You guys went to the game. You experienced it. It was fun. It was enjoyable. Bob said he did it once. Doesn't need to do it again. Are you in the same boat with that, or would you go again?
Yeah, I'd probably go again. But
didn't
that's,
watch much of it.
No, he didn't. No, yeah. He was too busy talking with Hannah the entire time. I don't know how many top plays he missed. I mean, it was unbelievable.
They were great.
How many times did you see that? Nah, man, I saw. I gotta be watching more.
I was sucking neck, dog.
Yeah, right. Like so that's why he's gonna go back. He missed 3/4 of it talking to his girlfriend.
Look at that bruise on her neck, Bob. I put that there in the bottom of the third.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a great time. It was awesome.
Who won the game?
I don't know. Do you win these games?
No, Bananas won, right? 2-1, 3-1.
I think it was 3-2.
3-2.
I think it was 3-2. They ended up winning. And, yeah. And
how are you
whatnot.
Watching the game if you were watching Mac? Though?
Well, I mean, it's next to you. Like, even Jen had to move. Like, she's like, I'm going to move to this other section because whatever these two are doing out here is very, like, weird. But that's okay. You had fun. And we all had. It was a great time,
blast.
Right? It was. It
Seriously.
Was. And
they do a great job.
They do an unbelievable job. It's a show. It's a Broadway show. It really is. It's a movie. You've seen the movie. You've done the thing. And obviously, you're going to have sequels and all that kind of stuff, and you might want to go back and see it again. And if they were to come back here, I probably would want to go back again and, you know, see them at that point in time. But I don't need to go. Like, I know people and have talked to people who follow them around the country. They go all over
roadies?
The place. Yeah,
oh,
they
damn.
Got their roadies and whatnot. And whatnot. My buddy Todd, whose son takes pictures for them, he goes, yeah, I've been to 14 of these. I'm like, good Lord, 14
damn.
Of these. But you have fun. You have an enjoyable time. But I don't liken it to a baseball game at all. It's not a baseball game. It's a show.
Our guy JT was there. He went both nights over in KC.
Yeah.
So him and his girl love it.
Yeah, they did go. But didn't he say something? They had like a ticket snafu yes. or something. Like he showed up on Friday with Saturday tickets, and the Bananas were so nice. They're just like, come in anyway.
Yeah.
Like,
there you go.
How fans first, right?
Seriously.
Oh, what would you do in another situation? Oh, man, I'm here on the wrong day. Sorry, park's closed.
Get
the
screwed.
Bananas are like, come on in. That's all right.
Yeah, have fun.
Have a banana. Potassium. So Duran Rotel put a tweet out yesterday. Cheapest seat for Anaheim versus Angels versus Yankees was $14 last night for that game.
Mm-hmm.
So to go see Aaron Judge, one of the greatest players in the world,
jeez.
If you want to go see him play, $14. I don't know if you saw the great moment last night. He tipped his cap to Ron Washington when he was in the batter's box after getting intentionally walked twice.
Oh,
and Ron
he?
Washington loses it, just starts dying laughing.
Oh, that's outstanding. I
game recognized
that.
Game.
Yeah, absolutely. Ron Washington's a stud.
He was probably on that boat with Stephon Diggs.
Oh, there's no question.
Out.
Yeah, no question. Yeah, Ron's like, where's my invite?
It might be raining, but it's always snowing with Ron Washington,
Ron Washington, baby. He's an all-timer.
Nice.
Top drawer in the desk. That's how you don't give. That's how you give zero Fs if you ever get caught.
How are you doing, Ron?
Ron, the cocaine's in the top drawer. It took us 5 seconds to find it. Well, you caught me. I'll be back. And he is.
And he is.
But then Darren Revelle then tweeted out and said the cheapest seat in Anaheim, the same exact stadium that's going to host the Savannah Bananas versus the Party Animals on Friday night, the cheapest seat is $144.
Wow. Yeah, which makes a lot of sense. It really does. I mean, you have 162 days to see Aaron Judge. You have 1 day to 2 days to see the Savannah Bananas. True. It is also supply and demand in those situations. You know, Major League Baseball game versus a one-off Savannah Bananas. That's where I think Darren Rovell, that's a shock value tweet more than anything. That's like saying, you know, the Billy Joel concert at Kauffman Stadium drew more fans than a baseball game. Well, they filled the whole stadium and the field. I mean, it was a completely different, you know, beast, if you will. And the Savannah Bananas are a completely different beast than what Major League Baseball is. And so when people throw that kind of stuff out there, I really don't think, and Mac, you can attest to this from being there, it's an apples to oranges conversation. I mean, it may not even be apples to oranges. It may be apples to steak type of
baseballs to bananas.
Baseballs to bananas. Yes, very well done by you. But what I'm getting at is they're not even the same. And so to put out a tweet like that is just totally ignorant by Darren Rovell, who's looking for, you know, notice and all that kind of stuff.
Worthless Wednesday tweets.
Yeah, exactly. No doubt. Yeah, in that category because. It's like saying, wow, I went and saw, you know, sat front row of a Broadway show in the opening night and I paid $1,000 for that seat, but I could go to the high school, you know, production of the same show and I paid $14 for it. It's completely different. And that's not a knock on Major League Baseball. They offer you 162 of these events.
Did you see the top text? That might be my favorite text the entire time I've ever done this show.
913, Darren Revell is the biggest virgin in the history of all humankind.
That is, to the 913's credit, the greatest text I've ever read during this show.
Yeah, that is
Darren Revell is the biggest virgin in the history of all human mankind. Of all humankind.
What's wrong with a virgin?
Nothing. Nothing.
Oh, that's awesome.
But still.
I mean, it's also like saying, man, I paid $500 for this Chiefs ticket, but I got a Carolina Panther one for $20.
It's not the same product.
It's not the same product. We're not watching the same thing. Yes, Aaron Judge and the Yankees are perceived to be this better product than what everybody else puts out there. But at the end of the day, it's still Anaheim. It's still the Angels. They don't really have a draw on their team right now, right?
Cheapest ticket to Chiefs Panthers at noon, $18. Cheapest ticket to round one of the World Cup event, $2,500.
Same stadium, same seat. I don't understand why the prices are different. Because it's a supply and demand thing, Darren. Oh,
gosh.
Like Darren from Seinfeld. Kramer is going to see you now. Thanks, Darren. Like, it's so stupid. It's a dumb tweet. You're right. That is the perfect worthless Wednesday tweet right there by Darren Rovell.
Who is, according to the 913, the biggest virgin in the history of all humankind.
Who would be on your Mount Rushmore of biggest virgins?
Well, it'd be Schefter if he didn't say he got a hit when he was spooning.
Yeah, that is fair.
More like that to say that, though.
But it's like people who talk
about... Does Zuckerberg have a kid?
I don't know.
Because that dude's such a cyborg. I don't know if he has a penis.
He has a girlfriend, though, or a fiance, or I think a wife.
Making meats.
He's had a couple software updates though. He's looking a little better.
Oh, he has?
Oh yeah.
I've not noticed.
He's buff now, wears sunglasses and interviews. Yeah.
New hair implants for sure.
Yeah, he's now has the original Mahomes.
Oh
yes, he does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who got to him?
Facebook.
Yeah.
Meta. I don't know, dude. Aliens, like robots, like he is James Cameron's next project.
God.
Oh God.
Zuckerberg, Darren Rovell. I didn't think we'd be taking this turn.
Somebody from the 913 says, please start calling each other Darren when you have a dumb take.
Yeah.
Nice
thanks,
take, Darren.
Because Darren works, right? Like I was having a conversation with somebody yesterday about just names. I was thinking of Dusty and it was like somebody said that guy looks like a Don, right? Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh yeah, I get it. That guy looks like somebody who would be named Don, right? And Darren is just the perfect
fantastic
same type of thing. Like when you have just a dumb.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus D&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Take something stupid. All right, Darren, thanks.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Darren Rovell.
Oh, A16 man. Says, was a weird feeling to see a full crowd more hyped for the bananas.
Why? It's like it's a concert.
It's an event, yeah.
Exactly.
It's not weird.
I mean, Hosmer spent 3 minutes singing Garth Brooks before he even stepped in the box to get called out on strikes for stepping out of the box.
All right, and people want to say it's baseball, right? That's the the mindset is, well, this is just a... No, it's not.
It's a circus.
Yeah, it's fun. It was great.
Instead of a clown, there's a guy dressed up as a banana.
Right.
Who's jacked.
And it's huge.
A guy that dresses as a banana, man on stilts, people doing fun things. Like, it was just fun.
Sing
and that's
Lion
okay.
Kings, they have a baby in the banana suit.
I tried to hold Mac up when they did the Lion King thing. It didn't work so well.
Yeah, he was too busy, you know, getting
I've been
on.
Pounded this week.
I think so. Coming up, we get into the greatest duos, and Max going to read some funny comments about Bob Fesco. So buckle up. It's 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.